Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension with your Extension Report. This morning we're going to be talking about tomatoes. Tomatoes are the most popular vegetable crop in Iowa, and many diseases and disorders affect tomatoes throughout the growing season. Today we're going to talk about specific symptoms that you may see in your tomatoes and how to fix some of the problems you may find. One of the common problems of tomatoes is cracking. Fruit cracking is associated with fluctuations in soil moisture level. So a heavy rain or deep watering after a long dry period will result in rapid water uptake by the plant, which in turn results in cracking of the ripening fruit. Fruit cracking is most common in large or beefsteak type tomatoes. You can prevent fruit cracking by supplying tomatoes with a consistent supply of moisture throughout the summer months. During a dry period, a thorough soaking once every 7 days should be adequate for most tomato plants. To ensure that this water is absorbed evenly, you want to conserve soil moisture by mulching the area around your tomato plants with dried grass clippings, straw, shredded leaves, or other materials. Also, tomato varieties should be planted that possess good crack resistance. Varieties such as Jet Star, Mountain Spring, and Mountain Fresh are excellent in resisting cracks. Tomatoes being misshapen is also another common occurrence this type of year. This can be happened due to cool weather during fruit set or exposure to other broadleaf herbicides, and it's most common on large fruited tomato varieties. Fruits with a misshapen or cat-faced appearance would have large leathery scars, bulges, or holes at the bottom end of the fruit. This is typically highest incident in early maturing fruit and should slowly decline during the remainder of the growing season. Another common issue is a blackish spot developing on the bottom of the tomato fruit. This is likely called blossom end rot. It appears as a blackish brown spot on the blossom end of the fruit, and then the black spot is invaded by secondary organisms that cause the rot. Again, this is most common on early maturing fruits that ripen in July and early August. It's actually caused by a calcium deficiency in the developing fruit and wide moisture fluctuations in soil level that impair the calcium uptake. It can also be caused by excessive nitrogen fertilization. To reduce blossom end rot, you want to water your tomato plants on a weekly basis during dry weather, and again, mulch the area to conserve moisture. Also, avoid over-fertilizing. You don't want to add calcium to the soil, as there's plenty of calcium, it's just so wet that the tomatoes can't get to it. If you do have blossom end rot, you make sure to discard and pick the affected fruits. So once you remove the affected fruit, the tomato plant will have plenty of time and channel all of its energy and resources into growing the remaining fruit. Another common problem is white or yellow areas on the side of fruit that are exposed to the sun. This is called sun scald and occurs on fruit that's exposed to the sun during periods of extreme heat, like this week. Initial symptoms of sun scald would be the development of shiny white or yellow areas on the fruit, and then the affected tissue will dry out and collapse, forming a slightly sunken or wrinkled area. Again, secondary organisms then invade the area, which causes the fruit to rot. Losses due to sun scald can be reduced by growing tomatoes in wire cages, as cage-grown tomato plants have a good foliage cover that will protect the fruit. Also, controlling diseases such as leaf spot and fungal diseases, which defoliate the plant or reduce the leaf cover and expose the fruit to the sun, is a good way to prevent sun scald or other sun-related injury to the tomatoes. For those of you who are curious about the use of native plants and the state's work restoring and preserving prairie vegetation, there is a webinar coming up next week at the Iowa State University Extension Office that will answer these and many more questions. If you've been driving around during July and August and noticed purple coneflowers, blazing star, orange butterfly milkweed, or compass plants in the ditch, you may be curious about how native plants are used around the state. The Iowa State University Master Gardener Program is hosting the third in its series of summer webinars entitled Tall Grass Prairies of Iowa. This will be held on July 26th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Cass County Extension Office, 805 West 10th Street. The webinar is free to anyone to attend, and it's open to the public. If you are a master gardener, you get 2 hours of update training by attending. If you have any questions about the Master Gardener program, the webinar series, or what you're seeing in your tomatoes, give us a call at the Extension Office, 712-243-1132 or visit www.extension.iastate.edu/CAS for more information. This has been Kate Olson with your Extension Report.